Hey everyone, this is Mary, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Huge thanks to Kate Kimball, who is one of the Patreon sponsors. She went to patreon.com/prayeveryday, and there's all sorts of different levels, and she sponsored the show, and so we're able to get all over the United States and the world. And a huge thank you to you, Kate, for that. Also, we are reading through relational verses found in the Seven Deadly Friendships. This episode is brought to you by that book. It is releasing in 10 days. So I'm so excited about that. And huge thanks to Harvest House Publishers for taking a risk on that particular book. If you could just pray for that, it would be awesome. I would really appreciate it. So today's verse comes from Romans 12:18, and it's actually one of my favorite relational verses and one that I keep coming back to all the time. And we're in the NIV. It says this: "If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I love the way this verse sounds because there's that little word, if. Sometimes it's not possible to live in peace with someone. Sometimes we try everything that we possibly can do and it blows up in our faces. Or we have maybe even humiliated ourselves in groveling back to somebody when maybe we're not even supposed to do that and it still doesn't go right. Or there's a misunderstanding that we cannot clear up. Or no matter what we say, it doesn't matter. We can't convince someone of our innocence or our intentions. And so, Lord, thank you that that verse starts with if, that it doesn't always end positively because it depends upon two people. But that's the other part I love about this verse, Jesus, is that there is something that we can do as far as it depends upon me. So would you highlight that for us in our lives this week? Would you show us what is possible for us? There's so much that we can do on our side. I know for me, I can choose to forgive. I can choose to let go of the offense. I can choose to stop thinking about it over and over and over again. I can choose to stop stewing, which is kind of the same thing as thinking things over and over and over again. I can pray for the person. I can pray blessings upon the person. I can pray that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven in their lives. I can pray for their family. I can pray for their relationships. I can pray for their ministry. I can pray for their success. So there's always the opportunity to pray for someone, especially someone who's hurt us. Even if someone has persecuted us, we can still always pray. No one can stop us from making that choice to pray for another human being. But Lord, it also uses that word peace. And I'm thinking of how that's such a big word, especially in the Old Testament, translated shalom, which is more than just not strife. It's actually this this presence of all is well. And Lord, I know that when all is not well in my relationships, my heart feels heavy. I can't think of anything else. And so, Lord, I do pray for shalom in those broken relationships. And I pray that you give us personal shalom, that we can keep going despite the brokenness in our relationships, that these broken relationships would not sideline us from the work that you have us to do. Because Lord, for me, sometimes that's the truth. I have allowed pain in the past, pain in a relationship, to prevent me from living the dreams that you have for me, prevent me from really walking into the places you want me to walk into. So, Lord, help me to live at peace with myself. Help me to live at peace with what has gone on. Help me to live at peace with what is happening right now, and also peace with what can be or what might never be. Father, I pray for peace in all of our hearts, that we can relinquish our relationships to you in such a way that we trust your sovereign hand, your sovereign plan, your ability to carry the hurts, the pain, the misunderstandings, the worry, the fretting, all the things that go on behind the scenes in broken relationships. So we just entrust those to you. We know that you are a relational God, and we desperately need to be poured into by you, because there's times where we're just licking our wounds and hurting, and we need to know you love us. So would you show us that this week and even today? In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I consider it a huge privilege to be able to pray for you every single day of the year. And I'm so grateful that there are those of you listening from all over the world. So if you're listening from somewhere other than the United States, if you could go to today's episode and just in the show notes say, hey, I'm listening from Ireland or wherever you're listening from, that would be awesome. So beyond that, everybody have an amazing day and rest in the peace of God. Quick announcement, if you want to grow deeper with Jesus every day, as we've been praying these prayers every day, there's a way to do that now. We have 4 journals and they go by the season. So the autumn 92-day journal, and there's a winter one and a spring one and a summer one as well. And you can write down the scripture of the day, your own prayer, a place where you can list your gratitude and also the answers to prayer. And so this is just a way for you to take your pray every day experience and journal it for your own spiritual growth. This will help support the podcast. So just look in the show notes and you will find a link to Amazon to be able to purchase this 92-day journal this autumn. So thank you so much. And huge thanks to Tricia Goyer, who came up with the idea for me.